Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the gospel lesson. It's now the third day. Mary, the two Marys, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Christ, have gone to the tomb because they figure they're going to go and finish what they started. They started doing something at the end of Good Friday, but they had to stop because it got to be dark. At the end of the day, when the sun goes down, it's then the Sabbath, and they couldn't do anything more. So they went to finish what they started. What they intended to do was prepare the body for burial. They'd taken stuff with them earlier to put on it, and they'd taken a cloth in which to wrap it, and they expected to see him there. And they got there, and there was an earthquake or something similar, a tremor of some kind. A flash, and all of a sudden there's this thing, this guy, he said an angel. Now, I don't know how they knew who was an angel. Maybe the guy had a big A on the back of his shirt. Maybe he was so denoted, but somehow they knew that's what that was. It was a messenger from God who had come and rolled away the stone. Remember, on Good Friday, the Romans didn't want anybody to come and take that body and claim he had risen. So they got this monster stone, and they rolled it in front of the tomb. Then they set a watch, some soldiers, who were supposed to stay there and make sure nothing happened. Make sure that nobody came and tried to open that thing and take the body, because after all, he'd said over and over, "The third day I will rise." And they went. They expected to see him in the tomb. And what the Romans didn't want is to have them get into that tomb, pick up the body and take it someplace else, and declare that he had risen. So they're going there to do what they said they were going to do, and gee, you know, the thing's open. And this angel's sitting on top of the rock, and they wonder, what's going to happen next? Is this just the beginning? They said, the guy says to him, "Hey, what are you looking for? You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth? He's gone. He's arisen." "Huh? Well, wait a minute. Yeah, that's what he told us he was going to do. But that's what's happened. He was here, but he's not here now. Come and look. See for yourself." So they kind of crept forward. They didn't know what was going to happen. Very uncomfortable thing. After all, this is death and life combined. And they looked in. Where he was, he wasn't. Where there was supposed to be a body, there were just claws laying there, and there wasn't any Jesus of Nazareth there to greet them. He was not anywhere they thought they'd find him. They figured to see him laying there, wrapped in the claws, already dead and ready to be buried forever time. They went back out, and they looked at the angel as if to say, "Well, what? Where is he? Where did you put him? Where'd he go?" And they got the word. "He's not here. He arose like he told you he would." "What's the matter, you people? You deaf? You don't get the message? I mean, he told you this over and over and over. I'm going to die. They're going to kill me. 3 days later, I'm going to rise. And then you'll see me. And what you'll see is God's power over death. Death has been the end for humans forever, from the first two. The first two in the garden, when they did what they decided they wanted to do instead of what they were told not to do, they achieved death. Now, I'm not sure, and we've discussed this to some extent on the Sunday morning class, the two that were there standing next to that tree when they got told you're going to die, I'm not sure that meant anything to them because they were brand new. They hadn't seen anything die yet, but they were going to find that out. That was the thing that was waiting for them. They earned that by what they did. And then death reigned supreme through all mankind down to Jesus of Nazareth, who was put on a cross and killed. Think about that. Think about what they did to him. They did the most miserable thing they could possibly drum up. There were other ways they could have killed him. There were other ways they used to kill people that they weren't happy with. What they did to him was what they used for political prisoners and slaves. You got to think about a slave really doesn't amount to anything. A slave is property, not even a human being. So if they get out of line, you crucify them, no, who cares? Nothing. So that's the death that they decided to use on Jesus of Nazareth. They put him on a cross, and he died. No question, he wasn't just lapsing consciousness. He wasn't just kind of out there. He was dead. That's when they took him down. And they took him and they put him in a cave, which was a way to bury people, one that nobody had ever used before. They started to do their thing, and then they ran out of time. It got to be evening the first day. So they left him and left. Then they went and tried to figure out what was going to happen next. They'd been told over and over and over, look, this is not the end. This is just the beginning of what's going to happen. It's not the end. I will survive this and you will see me, but you got to believe it's going to happen. Well, they were a little short in the faith component. They couldn't see how anybody could survive death. And they probably figured he didn't either. But, hey, got to go look and see what happens. So they got the word. He says, go, you know, tell the disciples what you saw. But what they saw, what she saw, they saw, doesn't prove anything. The empty tomb doesn't prove a thing. It just proves that when she got there, he wasn't. Doesn't say anything about proof that he's alive. You don't know he's alive until you see him that way. And that's what she's going to go and tell the disciples. Now, in the other readings of this particular thing, the disciples weren't exactly overjoyed to hear what Mary had to say. Of course, Mary wasn't particularly respectful either. I'm not talking about Mary the mother. I'm talking about Mary Magdalene. She wasn't exactly respectable. She wasn't on the up and up. She was one of Jesus' converts, but she wasn't anybody they liked very well. And she comes to him and says, I've seen the Lord and he's alive. And they look at her and say, you must be out of your mind. What gives you the idea that it's possible that he's alive? She said, I saw him. I talked to him. I know he's alive. They didn't accept it. Their attitude was pretty much the same as Thomas. When he comes and shows me and I can touch him and feel him and hear him, then maybe I'll believe he's alive. And so later on, he does show up. Maybe not the same day, but within the week. And he shows up among them. And he greets them and says, peace be with you. Now look at what they'd done for the week before. They'd ignored him. They'd denied him. They'd fled. They didn't understand or willingly admit to what they thought was going to happen. They were scared and they hid. And now he's alive. Now he's gone through all this and he comes in where they are and says, peace be with you. Touch me if you need to. Feel me if you need to. Look, listen, I'm here. And so the word goes out. Though he was dead and we knew it, though he died because they did everything they could to him, including depriving him of his life, he survived it. He said he would. He said he could. God made it possible, and he did. The Easter message, Christ is alive. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Amen.